All right, it's going.
Welcome to your podcast. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I want to welcome my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Todd. And doing well, except for today seems a lot like a Monday.
It does, day after the 4th of July.
That's when we're recording this.
Yeah, I forgot I was doing the show, walked in here, and you just got your message saying, hey, are you ready to go? And I'm like, give me 10. Anyway, here we are 10 minutes later. So welcome to your podcast. We've got some good topics to talk to you about today. And glad to be back and in the seat and ready to rock and roll here. But, you know, Mike, the news front is pretty big right now on what's going on in the space. And, you know, one thing that you and I both use as our source for some news is the site podnews.net. So if folks aren't subscribed to that newsletter, that's a great newsletter to get subscribed to stay abreast of the daily, Monday through Friday, daily news of what's going on in the podcasting space.
Yeah, they're definitely on the ball, or I guess it's the one guy there out of Australia, but lately he's been sort of world traveling, so it's been interesting. They also have it in podcast form, and I think the other day he recorded in Germany, and then the last one I heard was in Dubai, so it was pretty wild.
Yeah, I don't know what he does to travel so much. He must have something else going on as well. He does have a tendency to get around. But, you know, in the news, you know, one thing that was kind of a surprise announcement was the long-running show Freakonomics announced a new partnership with Stitcher, and they're leaving the WNYC studios. That's pretty big.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is exactly, but their last episode was kind of a retrospective of, you know, the last however many years, I guess 8 years of the podcast, and that they're going to be changing it up a little bit in format, and their new production partner is Stitcher.
So, yeah, that's, you know, in Stitcher, we haven't heard a lot from Stitcher of late, you know, and matter of fact, their global market share has continued to really decline. And I wonder if they're just trying to boost the usage of that up again. I don't know, but definitely an interesting move by the folks at Freakonomics.
Certainly, I do believe that, you know, that it's still going to be everywhere. It's not going to be just strictly at Stitcher, so it's not an exclusive thing. But I think Stitcher is just getting into the content creation business a little bit.
Yep. That seems to be the name of the game right now for a lot of companies. On a more personal front, the Podcast Awards, which I personally run, which is not officially associated with Blueberry, which Podcast Awards been going on now for 13 years at podcastawards.com. It's been it's personally owned by myself, is now open for listener nominations. So if folks want to, if they're not participating, it's so early in the game here. So you can get over and get registered and send your folks over to podcastawards.com to nominate your show. The nominations run through the end of the month.
Yep, and if you want your show to be considered, you have to also register your show over there.
Right, so, right. That's what I meant. You have to register the show first.
Yeah.
And then promote it to your listeners for sure as a place to go and log in and nominate. So that is hot in process at this time. So we've had nearly 100 shows register in the last like 3 days. And some people that were a little late to the game and getting registered. But we actually allow people to register right up to the end. And we've seen shows that have mega audiences come in within the last week or so and really do well. But anyway, the registrations are open and nominations are open as well. But on the big front, we're getting ready here. It's just a few short weeks away from Podcast Movement. I think we're on a almost 2 week countdown. Yeah.
Yeah. Our next episode will be released on the first day of Podcast Movement. So we're 2 weeks out. We're releasing this on Monday the 9th, and 2 weeks out, it's going to be first day of Podcast Movement. So.
Yeah, I've got some work to do. I've got to get my presentation together. You know, I've got it kind of roughed, but I guess now I need to spend some time and focus and dig in and dig deep and get my presentation ready. So I had, you know, 100 plus people in the room last year. So if we have, I think the Podcast Movement folks gave me a bigger room this year. So hopefully I can fill it and have a good review or have a good session for the folks that that show up.
Yeah, and Mackenzie's also going to be participating in, I believe, a couple of, what do you call those, panels, forums.
Yeah,
there at Podcast Movement. I'm going to be participating in the virtual ticket, so you'll see my beginner mistakes that I see the most as one of the virtual ticket sessions, but not a live session this year.
How do they do that? Are you going to be recording, screencasting that, or how's that work?
Yeah, I already have.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, I just had to turn that in a while back, and that'll be made available in the virtual ticket when that comes out sometime after the show.
Awesome. Well, you know, last Thursday, so this is, you know, we're recording, you know, a few days before we release this show, obviously, but there was a event that has happened that we haven't seen in a while. And it was very, very concerning to me. I was made aware that CastBox.fm was hijacking feeds. And this may be a new term for many of you. And what that really meant and what that really means is that CastBox was taking source RSS feeds. In other words, the feed that is, you know, as we talk about on this show, that's so important, that your intellectual property. They were taking a copy, making a copy of that feed, altering the feed, removing copyright information, that type of info, stuffing their own information in on the header, and then placing that feed on their website under a CastBox.fm URL. And there was a lot of, I brought it to the attention in a Facebook group and on Twitter, and they reacted relatively quickly. But the explanation that they gave as to the reason they were doing it was really muddled. Three different messages coming out, and then finally an official statement by the company. But in the end, it was really boiled down to one thing. They were trying to establish themselves as the dominant search result for Google Podcasts, for the new Google Podcast app. And they were being very effective at it. So what could have happened here, and probably what did happen here, is that your listeners for your podcast were searching for your show and found this beautiful new Google Podcast subscribe link in the Google search results, subscribed to it on their device, and was subscribed to the Android, I mean not the Android, the CastBox feed that was leading back to their website. All links led back to CastBox. The only link that they kept was the actual audio link. And the reason they did that, of course, is they didn't want to host the media and pay for the media hosting.
Exactly. They didn't want to pay for the bandwidth.
Yeah, and the bandwidth. And so you still got you're getting your stats for your show. But this is a big, big, I mean, this is a big no-no in the podcasting space. And to me, it showed that they were inherently do not understand really what podcasting or how podcasting works and the effect of what they did. It was pretty obvious. They really didn't fully want to admit it, even though they did say some things about SEO. Mike, what was your take?
Well, my take was that I honestly do think they did know what they were doing, but that's just my opinion, and that they just got caught. But even if it, you know, even if their explanation is right, you know, one of the things that really ticked me off was they removed links back to the source website, quote unquote, for safety reasons. And I'm like, well, who's safety?
Yep.
You know, I can understand, you know, there may be some nefarious links out there, but most podcasters are not doing that. And, you know, if you're taking a public RSS feed from my website and then posting it on your website, which, like I said, it's totally okay. That's how, you know, that's how RSS works. It's syndication. But then when you strip out any of my information for safety reasons and make it all come back to your site, that's just wrong. And this isn't the first time we've seen this. This is the first time in a long time.
Long time. But just so everyone's aware, we don't, and Mike, make sure, you know, something you said there triggered me just a little bit. Make sure you understand that them making a physical copy of your feed, even if it was the exact replication of your feed on Castbox.fm's link, was bad. They should never, ever replicate and create a copy of the feed and put it underneath their own URL. That's just really not good.
Right. What I meant by that, it's okay if you list my show on your website, but don't alter my stuff.
Right. And one thing's, you know, this is where it gets back to control. Now, all I had to do, because I got irritated very quickly, is I put in a rule in my on my website that blocked Castbox.fm from pulling and caching my feed. That was how my immediate reaction to it, because I didn't want them having access to it anymore. Now, luckily, they responded and removed and hid them. But even right now, at this very moment, there are still now dead links in Google search results that are showing up that have the Castbox.fm feed being displayed as a option for people to subscribe in. So this was not a good situation, and we just need to keep an eye out and make sure that we hold companies accountable when they do stuff like this, and make sure that they understand it's really not a good deal. But I should mention the Google Podcast, the new app per se came out while I was gone. I was testing it and with an Android device, and was very, very pleased. It's slick. It really, really is. When you search for a show, basically it's right there. You can subscribe. It adds an icon right on your mobile app. This is a good start. And hopefully this is just phase one for Google on what they're doing. But they jumped in a big way. And we're going to be watching to see what the effect of that is. So I want to make sure that everyone understands that this is purely based on search results. You know, it's based on searching for your podcast or searching for Geek News Central or, you know, whatever feed or whatever show you're looking for, where you show up in the search results. Now, one thing that I found interesting for my show, Mike, is because I have such good SEO on my website that the podcast actually showed up like the third or fourth result down in the search results. Which is good, but because my SEO has been worked so hard for so many years, all the other stuff still took precedence over the podcast. So I'm going to be looking at that a little bit and seeing how I can adjust the show name a little bit to make sure that it's always at the top.
Right.
It looks pretty slick. What do you think so far?
So far, I like it. I've actually been using it on an Android device, you know, for certain shows. In fact, I've been getting some support, you know, requests. Hey, you know, I can't tell whether my show's in Google Podcasts. Well, it's really kind of hard to tell unless you're on an Android phone. So what I've been doing is I've subscribed to them and then take a screenshot for them, send them back, you know, send them a screenshot. Yep, you're there. Good to go.
Yep.
know, and it is about search results. So, you know, as you always say, Todd, you know, write your show notes for Google and do your show for your audience.
That's right. And it goes back again to the power of, again, having some subscribe to your brand, your site, your feed versus your host feed. And this is just, you know, it just hits the nail on the head here on, once again, we are vindicated in our strategy and what we feel is good.
I had a big smile on my face when this happened.
Now, one thing, though, that we should also remind folks is something you need to start looking at. It's not in our actual list of stuff that, Mike, you've got to talk about today, but podcasters really need to start looking at SSL, secure sockets certificates, and adding an SSL certificate to their website and making that conversion from HTTP to HTTPS. We're going to be doing some additional tutorials on Create site and create.blueberry.com. They're not ready, and we're just getting started on that. But you can talk to your hosting provider and get converted to HTTPS. On the couple of shows ago, we put up some links to some plugins, and we'll reiterate that in the show notes today, and some plugins you can use with WordPress to help you with that. But you still have to install that SSL certificate.
Right, and it all depends on your hosting provider, your web hosting provider, right, how you do that, or and which certs are available, and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but we'll have a tutorial, like Todd said, a section on create.blueberry.com about adding SSL.
Yeah, to help you out there. But use your hosting's customer support if it's beyond your technical means to get that updated. But I'm highly recommending all of you make that move as soon as possible. PowerPress 7.3, let's talk a little bit about that. I haven't tested the beta. Have you,
Mike? Yes, it's running on MikeDell.com right now. And it may or may not be out by the time you hear this. It's really, really close. But basically, we're going to be adding a Google Podcasts subscribe link and a Spotify subscribe link.
Awesome.
And kind of removing Google Play. So Google Podcasts is sort of going to replace Google Play. Now, Google Play, for the time being, is still a thing, and you can still be on it. But we're kind of pulling the Band-Aid off and moving to Google Podcasts because it's a much better experience, and it's global.
Yeah, and it's. I think we're going to support Google Play via some magic on subscribe on Android, right?
Yeah, like Google Podcasts.
Yeah, Google Podcasts.
It will be also part of subscribe on Android.
So. Oh, interesting. So he's figured out how to make that happen.
Yeah, so awesome. What'll happen is if you have one of the other apps, it'll work as normal for subscribe on Android. If you don't, it'll go to Google Podcasts.
Oh, beautiful.
At least that's what I was told. We haven't done that yet. So, you know, inside information here.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on that, see if he makes that magic happen. But yeah, that'll be good. And of course, the folks at Spotify are now ingesting shows again. They are still behind.
Yeah.
And we're still getting daily emails. Please email Spotify customer support if you've already submitted here. We're kind of in the middle, and we love you, but there's nothing we can do once you've submitted. It's all on them to get you up in their site.
Yep.
You want to talk a little bit about multiple podcasts, Mike?
Yeah, I guess this one probably should have fallen more into the support area, but I just see a trend here. You know, people that start podcasting, they get real excited about it because it is exciting, and then they want to do more than one. And I really, you know, in my personal opinion, you know, great. If you're good at creating media and you kind of understand everything, well, two isn't so bad, or three. But if you're just starting out and kind of barely have the whole process down, I think you're better off starting with one. Get good at it. Get used to it. And then decide later on if you want to do that much work for a second show. Because I've always found that, you know, doing the first podcast is, you know, X amount of work. And the second one is four times that work. Just keeping things separated and all that. This is just kind of a general topic. What do you think of that, Todd?
You know, what I found is unless you've got 25, 30 episodes under your belt and understand the work that is required to really build a show and build a great show, and promote it and do everything you need to build an audience. I'm not going to say don't do a second show, but, you know, my first 10 episodes, the first 25 episodes do not at all sound like the show sounds today or even sounded like it show 100. So if you're excited about the space, go ahead, but I think it's a good strategy to get some episodes underneath your belt first with show number one to see what it really takes to build a show, and then if you feel so inclined to launch number two, or number three, as some people do.
I'm kind of the poster child for this. I have started and stopped more shows than I can count. I think I tried to count them up. I bet you I've started 15 shows.
Yeah.
I'm down to three, and it's probably still too much. not counting this one.
Yeah, well, I'm active with three, including this one, and I have a fourth one that is, it's still good intentions to continue to add episodes, but I just haven't had the time. So, the two shows that I'm doing now, which are produced Monday, well, the three shows, I'm doing a podcast on one on Monday, two on Thursday, every other week, and then one on Saturday. So, pretty full schedule, and getting those produced is a lot of work. So I think that it's good advice. If you really need to do more than one right off the bat, really think through it, and because it just takes time, and to do a couple of shows at the same time, because we all have lots of ideas on things, and those shower moments when we're sitting there like, I could do a podcast on that, Find out where your true hardcore passion is, and go there, and focus on that for a little bit. So at least that's my two cents worth.
Yeah, like I said, I find that my problem is I've got three shows, but none of them are consistent enough. Do as I say, not what I do, because I'm definitely not consistent, except for this show.
Right.
And
Well, it's the best thing about podcasting is take our advice. There's no rules. You can do whatever the heck you want. that's the beauty about your podcast. It is your podcast, and you don't have to listen to Todd or Mike, but we're just giving you some friendly advice from some things we've seen over the past.
Yeah, we've been around it a while.
Yeah. So, Mike, let's talk a little bit on the sports side. What's causing you to lose hair?
Well, I don't know. Heredity, maybe? anyway. Now, I get a lot of these questions where, somebody will say, my show isn't updating on XX, whatever thing, whether it's Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, blah, 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 Spotify, all these places, and they don't give me any information. So, all of us in the sport team, Dave, Sean, myself, get the same frustration. The first thing we have to do is ask more information instead of answering the question. So what you really need to do is, first off, always give your account email, at least with Blueberry. Now, if you're with some other hosting company, I don't know what they need. And then let us know, what website. Are you generating your feed from your website or from our website or from a PowerPress site? Is it a particular episode that's not showing up? That kind of thing. And then, the other thing is we get screenshots sometimes. And screenshots, be honest with you, are kind of lousy because we can't go to the web address shown on the screenshot if indeed you didn't cut it off. So direct links to things, if you've got a page on your website that's not doing what you think it should do, give me a link to that page, not a screenshot to it. That would help out a lot. Videos kind of stink, most of the time. A lot of times there's a service out there, I forget what it's called, that does Flash videos. Well, I really can't look at Flash on this new Mac here. It doesn't, I've never installed Flash, so I can't look at your Flash video. So, please just, explain as best you can. Give me some live links, and if we need more, we can do more. But
So the key here, Mike, is more is better, right?
Yeah, more information, but don't, videos and screenshots aren't really necessary. Just live links, give me all the information, what feed you're using, what service. If somebody says, well, this podcast isn't updating, and that's all they say, I don't know if they're talking about, on the Apple Podcasts app, or if they're talking about in Google Play, or if they're talking about on the Blueberry website. So, specify everything you possibly can. And we can usually answer that in one fell swoop instead of having to ask a bunch of questions back and forth.
Yeah, and do the 10 email tag.
Yeah, exactly. I've got one guy that I think I'm up to 90 now. But
wow.
Whole other thing. Anyway, just remember that 24 hours is not uncommon for podcast directories, be it Apple, be it Google Play, Stitcher, Blueberry, you know, you name it. It can be up to 24 hours, and then there can be nothing wrong. And as I've said 100 mm-hmm. times, you know, get Firefox browser, if nothing else, just to load your feed in, because you can see what's exactly there and what's not there. That's, you know, the number one thing when you put out an episode and you think something's wrong, load your feeds in something you can see it in. Well, Cast Feed Validator also works for that.
So that's where Cast Feed Validator, you mean?
Yeah, castfeedvalidator.com. It's also a good place to look at your feed. It kind of gives you what items are there, which ones aren't, and make sure that there's nothing wrong. So, you know, if you suspect something's wrong, load your feed either in Cast Feed or in Firefox browser or both. And there's other, you know, one other validator out there that's good. That's Podbase. You know, don't use the standard RSS one validators such as feedvalidator.org or W3. Those are meant for blog feeds, not podcast feeds.
Well, even those are getting long in the tooth.
Yeah, they don't know anything about SSL, which, like I said, as Todd said earlier, we recommend you start thinking about upgrading too.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then the last thing I had on my support list is Apple Podcasts is no longer called iTunes. Okay.
That's right.
There is the iTunes desktop software, but it's going to be a hard one to get rid of. But the Apple team has said that it's no longer iTunes.
They're sensitive to that as well. It's yes. Apple Podcasts. They're very sensitive to this old branding being used. Yeah. You know, we know when you send a support ticket, but just for edification across the space, if you talk to an Apple person and you say iTunes, they may be less inclined to help.
Yeah, they'll get their hackles up just a little bit. So anyway, I think we're just about to the end of the list here, Todd.
That's perfect. So everyone, I hope you've enjoyed this edition of your podcast. Quick hitting news and information about Blueberry, what's going on in the space, our analysis. And if you have questions, definitely send Mike and I an email at yourpodcast@blueberry.com. And of course, we appreciate you listening. Definitely give us a shout out. If you find these topics stimulating, definitely drop us an email anyway and just say hi. But Mike, any final thoughts? How can they reach you?
You can reach me directly at mike@blueberry.com or support@blueberry.com. That gets to the whole support team. So if you need any help with something, that's where to do it. Either that or at the website under contact. And everybody have a good couple of weeks. For those of you going to Philadelphia, we'll see you there.
Yep. And of course, I'm Todd at blueberry.com. And you can always use our social media account at Blueberry as well to reach out to us. It's been our pleasure to bring you your podcast today. And we'll see you next time at your podcast. Bye-bye. Everyone, good morning and welcome to your podcast. Let me start that over. Hey, everyone, welcome to your podcast. Of course, I want to welcome my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good morning, Rob.
Did I say Rob?
Yeah.